Arizona could stand to bring in an extra $113 million a year if voters approve an initiative to legalize marijuana and tax it at 15%. That's among the findings of a new report from the Tax Foundation, which looked at how much tax revenue Colorado and Washington State have brought in from pot sales and applied that to other states based on their populations. Joe Henchman is vice president for state projects at the Tax Foundation. And Joe, how much do you think money and revenue projections should factor into the decision whether or not to legalize marijuana?
Well, we obviously think it should be part of the discussion. And marijuana touches on so many different aspects. It hits everything in public policy. There are people who believe what they believe for moral reasons. There are people who believe what they believe for criminal justice reasons. There's people who believe what they believe for health reasons. And there's people who believe what they believe for revenue reasons. And I'm a tax lawyer, not a marijuana advocate, not exactly anyone. I don't think I know anything special about morality or about health law or healthcare or anything like that. But what I do know are tax numbers, and we wanted to make sure that people had those numbers that are out there. And the revenue you can expect from legalizing marijuana, it's not enough to repeal all of your other taxes, but it is considerable.
Where do you think it falls as far as some of the potential costs that having more people potentially using marijuana might incur on the state?
Yeah, that was an important question we wanted to try to find out. And so in Colorado and Washington, we had a lot of interviews with officials at the state and local level. And we often heard this from the local officials, because while the revenue, most of the revenue usually goes to the state, it's the local officials that have to deal with the any crime issues or any zoning and licensing issues or any health issues. And the consensus seems to be that there are additional costs, but the revenue is exceeding those costs.
As you said, you're not necessarily an advocate for legal marijuana. You're a tax attorney. Do you think that given your research on this, I mean, does that persuade you one way or the other as to what is the right course of action?
Our main purpose in the paper was that if you are going to legalize marijuana, here are things you need to consider in doing it, and here are some of the benefits and costs associated with it. That said, I presented on some of these findings to a room full of state legislators, and there were about 200 legislators in the room. I think all 50 states were represented, and I asked them two questions. First, I asked, how many of you, understanding what you know about the benefits and costs of marijuana, how many of you support legalizing marijuana in your state? And it was maybe half the room raised their hand, the other half did not. Then I asked the second question of, all right, now I know not all of your states have ballot initiatives, but say your state did have a ballot initiative to legalize marijuana, would it pass? And there might have been one or two people who didn't raise their hands, but almost everybody raised their hands.
Based on your research, did you find that there's sort of a sweet spot for how much marijuana should be taxed? I know you provide numbers for a 15, 20, and 25%. Did you get the sense that one of those provides the right incentive so that people use it, so the state can generate tax revenue, but is not so high that it scares some people off?
Yeah, that's a great question, because the trade-off that you have on marijuana taxation is it needs to be high enough to raise the revenue, both to cover added costs and to provide benefits from undertaking the policy, and also has to be low enough to deter people from just going to the black market and or continuing to buy in the black market. For instance, Colorado, one of Colorado's objectives in legalizing marijuana was to wipe out the black market. They started at about a 30% tax rate. Washington State was an over 30% tax rate. And in both states, the black market, while it's taken a dent, continues to exist. So actually, both Colorado and Washington State are acting to lower their tax rates in an attempt to continue to wipe out the black market. Other proposals that are out there range between 15 and 25%, which is why we use those numbers in our analysis. And I think that we're going to see tax rates start to come down, probably not as low as sales tax rates, which are like 6, 7, 8%. But I don't think we're going to see many much higher than 25% anymore.
Joe Henchman is vice president for state projects at the Tax Foundation, which has put out an analysis of how much tax revenue states could bring in from legalized marijuana. Arizona voters may be deciding this fall whether or not to do that. A campaign to put the issue on the ballot has said it's almost collected enough signatures to qualify. Seth Liebson is chairman of Arizonans for Responsible Drug Policy, which opposes legalized marijuana. And Seth, what do you think about this study from the Tax Foundation?
Yeah, like every study on marijuana and revenue I have seen, it only gives half the picture, and I think it's a terrible way to do public policy. It's still all based on guesswork. By half the picture, I mean it never tells us the costs. It never tells us the other side of the ledger. It doesn't tell us what the costs will be for treatment, rehabilitation, counseling, increased traffic and workplace accidents, enforcement, criminal violations, dropout suspensions, and true education deficits. We need to know those numbers to make an informed decision, and we're never told what they are. The other side, the pro-legalization side, says they want to regulate marijuana like alcohol. We can use alcohol as an example on this very point. We do take in revenue from alcohol. We take in about $80 million in revenue in Arizona. We spend about $2.5 billion in costs.
What about the argument, though, that people in Arizona are already using marijuana illegally, and by legalizing it, at least the state gets something out of it if it's already paying some of the costs of some of the medical problems and workplace problems of people who are using it? At least the state should get something for that.
But it is not a net gain. It is not a net gain when you make more available a dangerous, addictive substance, high-potency substance. It's not a net gain when more people use it. Let's look to the example of Colorado. Since they legalized, just youth use, just youth, ages 12 to 17, has increased 20%. They're getting it through legalized means now, and Colorado youth use rates are 74% higher than the national average. Arizona can do that. That will be a choice for the people in Arizona in November. But whatever is taken in will be far outspent by what will have to go out. Keep in mind, if Arizonans legalize marijuana in November, they're not getting rid of all the other needs at Department of Health Services. They're not going to get rid of all the other needs for education and all the other needs that people go to the governor and the state for to get treatment money, to get addiction money, to get counseling money. All that is still there. They're just going to be taxed further.
Seth Liebson is chairman of Arizonans for Responsible Drug Policy. We'll post a link to the Tax Foundation analysis at theshow.kjzz.org.